Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball four. Klaus moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bond moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball towards right. Lewis catches it and throws home to double up Bond. The throw to second, and Aspromonte, is out. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Lillis goes all the way around to score. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to third. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Spangler moves to second. It's 2-1, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clouse hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires to first and picks off Wynn. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Wynn chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Bateman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Bateman. Christopher goes all the way around to score. Cranepool moves to third. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cranepool tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond juggles the ball. That's an error on Bond. Lewis moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Christopher moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-2 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith is walked intentionally. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0-2 in the game. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Aspromonte moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-2 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Claude Raymond now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Christopher bunts towards first. Bond fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Christopher, for the double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Astros, 4, Mets, 4. Frank Larry now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Billy Cowan pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Frank Larry. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now catching. Carl Willie now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Brand pinch runs for John Bateman. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bethke now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Raymond moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Ron Brand now catching. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.